Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined this week again by Donnie. How are you, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Well, the buses this week, Donnie, wait for them to come to podcast the space in a couple of days. So we'll go straight into the league top three, a wee bit of change of scores, and we'll talk about the game week that has just been. So in our mini league, changing the top, conquering the line with Dempsey takes over Jack Curring. So the top two, there's only 3 points in it, so that is going down to the wire. Robbie Dempsey is going for two in the mini league. That's quite incredible. A guy can win the mini league two times in a row, and I believe he's reading up the top near the mega league as well. So we'll go to our points. I'll start. It was a very fortunate game this week because people working up my arms with rotation and stuff. And as it turned out for me especially, it worked out fantastic because I got players on the bench who I was not getting off the bench. So I'll start for the start. Clark, 6 points. I had Gordon in, so he replaced him. Captain Taffer, 32. Clark for none. Ralston, 7. Ghost in 5. And the other Gordon off the bench for 5. So that's another one I've gained. Through the Ashy Face Captain, 1 point to nothing. Ferguson, 2. Maeda, 1. Sakala, 5. And Henry off the bench as well for 9 points. So that was gives me a total of 73 points. And I'm ranked 180 now. So back to the top 200, which I was aiming for a couple weeks ago when I fell right down. So hopefully I can consolidate that next week and could be starting to chase for next season. What about yourself?
Good stuff. Well, I broke the first rule of fantasy football Scotland. So if I read through this quickly, it might not hurt as much as it did last night. So Xander Clark in goals for 6, Tavernier for 16, Devlin for 7, Harry Clark for 0, Ralston for 7, Captain Jota, the nice juicy 2 points, Furuhashi 1, Ferguson 2, Sims 1, Henry 9, and I gave Sakala the vice-captaincy, which got me 9. So 60 points, could have been a lot more if I'd stuck to my guns and back Tavernier, but it's just the way it goes. Global score is 2251, which surprisingly held my rank at 17th. So I think top 10 is probably out of reach now. I can stay inside the top 20 and do as best I can. Then that'll be my goal.
I think you got done okay because a lot of people didn't have the bench trick player or the rotations didn't help as much. Right, a bit of a reveal here because I haven't posted it on Twitter yet. The Half Hour Fantasy Podcast semi-finals were obviously finished last night as well. So Barracuda, I believe, they don't quote me on this, I will finalise it, beat Scottish Football Fantasy Tom by 2 points, I think. Is that right? So he's in
two
final.
Or three, yeah.
So he's going for the double because the mega league as well. And I believe the other two, that is Peden at 92 and O'Byrne 79. I'm sorry if I muddled the Twitter handles. Had the same points, 69 points, I believe. And due to the tiebreaker rules, O'Byrne went through because he had more guys who scored goals in his first team. So I'll finally get that later on, but I'm sure that's a final. So obviously, if that'll be the two guys next week on Saturday, Sunday, going for the cup. Right, so we'll go to the results. Donnie, we don't have Tom this week to go through one at a time, so we'll just do it ourselves quickly, and then we'll have any thoughts on it. Right, so on a Tuesday night, we had Dundee versus Hibs. So Dundee's first one under McGee, goals from McGinn, Mulligan, Adam, McCowan assist, and a goal from Scott for Hibs. Now, I've seen this game because I was watched it through total legal means, through Firestick Loyal, and just watching it in the background, you would not Hibs, I mean, I don't know how to explain Hibs, just look at a team that going in the total wrong direction. That needs a total overhaul. I don't think Gray's having a chance for the job now. I'm interested to see who they appoint in the summer, but I think there's a big job on their hands there. I thought the squad looked okay. Watching it last night, I just think they look, I don't know, just look lack confidence. They don't look inspired. They obviously just want to get into the season and start again. I know you also saw a brief highlight story, so what's your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, so the minute I say that Mark McGee's not won a league game, he pulls one out of the bag. So you're welcome, Dundee fans. I'm sportsy and loyal, so they didn't really show much in terms of highlights. But the boy Mulligan seemed to have a good game. He had his goal, four shots on target and two bonus points. And then we had Charlie Adam. He took on board all the trash talk we've been giving him the last few weeks with a really good strike. But there's nothing new from either game. Stay away from Dundee. The only thing with Dundee is they probably are a goal threat, and we maybe didn't give them enough credit for that. They'll certainly be playing with a lot more freedom now that they're confirmed down. So they could give Livingston some trouble. Same with Hibs. You know, we've got Harry Clark on our team. I'd probably put him on the bench. You know, they do seem a risk at both ends as far as that's concerned. But I suppose it was a good win for Dundee FC. Overall,
yeah. Move on to last night's games. First up, Celtic secured the title, but a kind of sticky game, one each. Dundee United, goals from Levitt and assist Mulgrew. So Mulgrew was quite popular at the start of the season. I don't know if people have kept him in the wildcard team. I very much doubt it. Levitt was a player who I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I was going to bring in and didn't bring him in. And since then, I think he scored three and four, or two and four games. So these things happen in fantasy football. Celtic had wholesale changes in the front three, so a lot of people got stung with that, managers ourselves included. Giacomacca scored with a Ralston assist, so soon a lot of people with Ralston teams, that would have suited them. But as soon as I saw the Celtic front three lineup, it was like, oh, here we go. I also thought the chance would be they might bring them on for the last half hour, but even at that, they weren't really. The game was kind of petering out. The league was secured, and I think it wasn't risking any legs by that point. So the game wasn't the greatest of games. As a Celtic fan, I was glad over the line. And then it looks at, the thing I would say is from next week, I think they'll be looking to put on a show the last home game, probably bring the first full strength team in. I think people can be, it's not 100% guaranteed, but that's what it looked by the team last night. Thoughts, Donny?
Yeah, so Ange Roulette, that's what killed me. I thought we'd see, well, Jota at least getting a lot of game time, didn't, so the rest didn't pay off. There was a guy playing for Dundee United, Rory McLeod. 16 years old, a lot of guys have got him as a bench trick player, so it might have caused issues, but I think with all the rotations we saw in this game and Hearts to come, you know, you're probably glad of getting the point that he scored. I've got Ralston, but yeah, it was good work by him for the Giacomacca goal, and Levitt with the equaliser, playing well. I think United will be keen to hold on to him. I didn't realise, but I think he's a Man United player. He's just been out on a few loans, but this seems to be his most consistent club so far. So if United can hold on to him, it should be a good find. They could leapfrog Motherwell. United are away to Ross County next. I think they just need a point to go above Motherwell, so that'll make a difference with regards to where they go into the European qualifiers in the second round or the third round. But who to pick from that United team's really tricky. I mean, Levitt is the standout name. Celtic, as you say, I think they might revert to full strength at home. They'll have the trophy. It'll be a party atmosphere. However, they'll probably want to give as many people a game as possible. So if Juranovic is, you know, close to fitness, they might bring him on. Some of the fringe players might get a game, so you'll have to take a look at the team news and just make your mind up from there. But you know, it wasn't to be Rangers this season. Celtic have been consistent since September, so fair play to them, and hopefully we can win the big one next week and celebrate on that.
Very big of you, Dory. Well done. You'll be getting half of me next week. You win that cup. Podcast cancelled.
Oh, it'll be a pod special, I think.
Right, next up, Motherwell 2, Hearts 1. So we had Ethard and Lamy with goals, and Girelli, a Hearts assist. And Hearts had a lot of changes in that team, so hot managers. I've not seen any of this game, so I'm over to you for the highlights you've saw.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Hearts made all those changes because, well, they've got a game this weekend. But Gordon, a goalkeeper playing really well. I don't think they really needed to rest him. Mackay and Sims. You know, Sims has been playing well. You probably would want to keep him ticking over. So that caused a lot of pain for most people. Gordon, I mean, I made it because I've got the St Johnston goalkeeper, but Mackay and Sims was a bit disappointed. Efford and Ginelli got the early goals. Ginelli played pretty well, and he's actually on a bit of form at the moment. Don't know if he makes the cup team, but he'll certainly be playing to try and get into the team. And Lamy scored the winner for Motherwell, securing them European football. So Motherwell away to Celtic, stay clear of that one. They'll get absolutely battered. And Hearts have got Rangers ahead of the cup final. And again, both teams will probably rotate there. So just be mindful, you know, a lot of people have two transfers to make. It's just pick and choose where you're going to make them. Maybe bench if you don't fancy them. But it was an all right game. But Motherwell just hitting form at the right time. And as I say, secure in Europe. So fair play to them.
The only thing I add to that is I was kind of reading through Hearts Twitter last night, and there seemed to be a consensus that they want to play a quite strong team next week so that they kind of don't get, I suppose, they want to get battered in a final. They want to have a good show on themselves. Maybe a bit of belief. I don't know if anybody's trying to convince herself, but I thought it was kind of strange, the rotation this early. But again, we'll have the benefit of early team news on the Saturday, so we'll know if that is the case or if that's just fans just kind of thinking outside the box.
Yeah, I mean, if they could beat Rangers in the league game, it might just give them a bit of confidence. Yeah, it might be the same kind of lineup, but
yeah, that's the way they were kind of putting it to themselves last night, I think, anyway, they were trying to kind of put across. Right, next up, Rangers 4, Ross County 1. As you mentioned, always Captain Dav, here's why. Right goal, Tavernier penalty, Sakala, Diallo, goal apiece, goals and assist, Tavernier assist, Bassey assist, and White score for Ross County to wipe out the Rangers clean sheets of any other players you have in the back line. Over to you, Donny.
Yeah, so if you didn't get it earlier on, I didn't captain Tav this week, and it came back to bite me big time. We won the penalty. I didn't actually realise, but Tav won the penalty as well. So he's got that. He's got two assists. And I actually went on to the chat when Ross County scored, and I'm like, thank God for that, because that would have just been more points that had leaked. It was absolutely walking the park for Rangers. And at the 80% possession, I expected more rotation, but I think that will come up this weekend. Again, easy goal for Wright to begin with. Goldson heading it back. Wright's probably one to watch for the weekend, and we'll talk about that later. Then we had the two teams that we mentioned in the last podcast with the most penalties, managed to produce another one. Was a bit soft, but you know, you're never going to complain about them. So Tav put it away, as he does. White was a good one, been probably their only chance, and he struck it well. It's his fourth goal against Rangers this season, believe it or not, wiping away the clean sheet. Sakala and Diallo, both were late goals. Again, Diallo's probably going to be playing this weekend. Certainly one that I would have my eye on. Ross County leave. I mean, they've done well to finish top six, but they just couldn't really get out of that last spot. And for Rangers at the weekend, it's just a case of looking at the team news and picking what you feel.
Yep, just to, on that point, Ross County, again, I did only seen slight small highlights of that game, but Ross County, just the team that is probably disappointed the most in the top six. With a chance of Europe, I know they were probably got there, that was their big achievement getting there, but I thought they made it more of a fist at it, especially the games against outside Celtic Rangers, but they've not really turned up, have they? So I suppose that you end up where you finish for a reason.
Yeah.
And next up is St Johnston 1, Aberdeen 0. This was the heroes for me the game week, because also three players helped me. Hendry goal, Middleton assist. Only saw 2 minute highlights of this from what I've seen Aberdeen again. Same, put me in the same bracket as Hibs. Very poor team. A big job on Goodwin's hand. And I don't know if this job might be too big for him. Thoughts, Donny?
They'll need to be backed. There's a lot of changes in the Aberdeen team, and a lot of youngsters getting played. If you take Ferguson out of that team and Ramsey away, you know, you're going to have big concerns. You've got Johnny Hayes, who came on as a sub and then went off again. You know, he's in the twilight of his career. They're going to be losing a lot of experience. But they did have 70% of the possession, but just nothing to show for it. Middleton Hendry linking well for the goal. Middleton he's still on loan at St Johnston. He's still a Rangers player, but I think they'll probably take him Once his contract's up, he's quite a good fit for them. He's played well for them the last couple of seasons. So Aberdeen, just poor, absolute terrible season. They'll have the League Cup qualifiers to look forward to this summer. But it's a proper rebuild for Goodwin. And they'll have a good job to try and get back into the top six with, you know, strong hearts, strong Dundee United. But hold Ferguson, you might as well. You know, they've got St Mirren at home, so you might as well hold him. Hold Hendry, if he doesn't score, he does seem to get bonus points. So again, just stick with them. If you've got a St Johnson defender, probably just hold as well. It's not really worth making the changes with one game ago. But well done for St Johnston. They've remained competitive, as they have to. They will have to go to the playoffs, but a good win against that very, very poor Aberdeen team.
And last up, 0-0 draw between St Mirren and Livingston. So we kind of discussed this the last couple of weeks, get on Livingston and St Mirren defenders. So we took advice, well done. I mean, I was toying with Tanza, I think, to come in. But I went for Golson instead, and he got the assist. It didn't really matter. It was kind of covered. But there wasn't really much to see this game. I didn't think it was more two teams just happy to play at a point. For what I saw, I don't know if you saw any different, Tony.
No, very little notes here. Clean sheets all round. I have a Livy defender, so I'm happy. I would hold on your Livy defence and probably stay clear of St Mirren. They're just teams. They are where they are. They've done what they've had to do this season, and that's about it. But, nothing else to add.
No. Right, you kind of covered it slightly. Do you have any add for your dive into teams left to play, or has it all been covered from that last bit?
I'll just quickly go through where we are on split form. So we've played four games out of the five now, and the most informed team out of everyone is Rangers, and they've got 10 points out of 12, and then Celtic with 8 points out of 12. After that, it goes to St Mirren with 7 points, and Motherwell with 6 points. So a couple of surprise teams in there. The teams with the least amount of points, you've got Ross County, who've only managed 1 point out of their four games, and Aberdeen and Dundee. Hibs have all just produced 4 points, so again in line with their form, so nothing really new that we don't already know. Celtic have got their final home game. As I said, I expect them to really put on a show, with the trophy being presented and whatnot. Rangers are going to rotate. Hearts don't really care. We've got the cup final to look forward to. Hopefully they lose. Motherwell play Celtic, so again I expect heavy defeat. Dundee United could leapfrog Motherwell. That's the only thing that is really to play for. And in the bottom six, again, St Johnston need to remain competitive. Dundee's down, but you know, they can still be dangerous. Aberdeen can't keep clean sheets. Hibs can't keep clean sheets, can't score. You know, there's probably nothing new that we haven't said in previous pods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going into last week, just see how you feel. Take your chances.
Right, that brings out your question. We have a question here. Once I have Twitter load up. And it is from Robbie Dempsey. The top of our only league. Post wildcard, lots of teams are very similar. I assume it means not the manager's teams. What players will be good differentials this week? So I'll go first here, Donny. The only thing I would say we mentioned last week is that we will see the first top six games. So there might be rotation, but what the best way I'm going to gleam it, I'm myself, I've got 2 transfers and a 3 transfer for an on-playing player, so I've got 3. So I'll be picking 3 players from the teams I see then, basically. And maybe 2, maybe 1 for Dundee United if they're going to go for that European spot. That's what I'm thinking. So differentials would be, like you mentioned right before, Diallo for Rangers. If they're starting, and if Hart's got a weakened team, then I might go, right, there's a guy to go for. If Celtic start Juranovic over Alston, I might just jump to Juranovic for that game. I don't think it's going to happen. I think, as you might be before, it might be the last 10-15 minutes just to get him on the pitch. The other game is, I mean, that's the other 2 games mentioned. Who else playing the top six? I missed this one out.
Got Hearts, Motherwell, Ross County. Yeah.
Ross County and Dundee United. So I've already mentioned it. So I've been kind of basing my transfers based on that. I couldn't really recommend somebody definitely because you don't know what teams are going to set out to be. If you don't have a St John's player team, maybe go for that because they're still, as you say, stay competitive. If you fancy Dundee United or Motherwell or vice versa for Europe, but your mother was playing Celtic, so that would be silly. So Dundee United maybe for Europe, I think that would be wrong. Maybe players to get there, get out, maybe something different, and look at the Rangers team and see if they've got players playing who don't normally play, and if Hearts are weakened, maybe jump on one of them. That's my thoughts on it. What about yourself?
Yeah. So Robbie's second in the Mega League, so I'm not really sure he needs our help with this question, but as far as Rangers is concerned, I've mentioned some of these names before. We've got King, who's a solid centre-back. Sands, who's a midfielder, but is down as a defender in the game. Wright, Diallo, currently playing at the moment. I think they'll get game time. Lowry, who's a good, talented young midfielder. Cedric Itten, you know, he hasn't featured all season. He probably will get game time. Sakala might get game time. So just see what there is and take your pick from there. Hearts as well, if they are full strength, you know, you're probably going to have Mackay, Sims, Gordon. If like somebody like Ginelli's playing, you know, he's on a bit of form, you could go for him. And as you've said, you know, you could probably, Dundee United is the only other fixture that offers anything of hope, and you could go Levitt, he's in goal scoring form. But just see what the teams are, but just bear in mind that if Rangers are really weak, you know, they might not win that game. We're all suspecting that just because they've got a changed team, they might steamroll our Hearts, but they could still lose that game or lose the clean sheet. So just be mindful of that. But I've got two transfers and I'll just be, you know, whatever I see on the day, I'll just go in my gut. Hey ho, what will be, will be.
Yep, I'm the exact same. I've got a bench boost, but I don't think the way it's going to work out, I'm going to get all 15 players in the bench boost because
it's going to be
to get three transfers in and to get 11 players. I've already got my team playing. I'm very doubtful I'll be lucky enough to get that. But if I get enough points, any points in the bonus, maybe keep my rank higher rank, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Right, so just fixtures first that we've recommenced the ball by quick at the home again. So on the Saturday, you'll get a team news for three games. That's Celtic, Motherwell, Hearts, Rangers, Ross County, and United. We've both mentioned, we'll say it again, I recommend waiting for the team news before making your transfers. Sunday, we've got Aberdeen, St Mirren, Hibs, St Johnstone, Livingston and Dundee. So you won't see any of the team news. You'll be just totally taking punch in the dark for that one. So on that, we've kind of mentioned it, Donny. What would be your captain, vice-captain transfer plans? I haven't seen the fixtures.
So the way the things are going to pan out, you're probably just going to make two or three changes, and it's probably going to be Rangers and Celtic based. I've only got two Rangers players, so I've got room to add in another, and it's all going to be based on whatever the team news is. Also, it's the last game week of the game, so you know, go big or go home. We might not have the Tav dilemma if he's not playing, so it will be interesting where to go on that. Personally, again, I'll just wait and see. It'll be a Rangers or a Celtic player that I go for. Whether I try and pull one out of left field and, you know, maybe give Ralston the captaincy or something like that, or somebody up front. I'll just have to wait and see. But I can only tell once I've seen the teams and assessed if Rangers are strong enough to beat Hearts or just go with Celtic based on what they've got. But undecided right now.
Yep, I'm pretty similar. If Celtic play a full strength team, or probably captain, vice-captain, but that's all dependent, again, on Rangers and Hearts. Team news come through at the same time. So it'll be like a Venn diagram of what I'm going to do here with who's going to be captain, vice-captain. But that's the three games teams I'll be looking for team news to decide what I'm going to do. Order of preference, obviously, would be probably a Tav captain if they're near enough full strength. I don't think they will be. So then it would be, do you captain a Celtic defender like Ralston or a vice-captain through the hash? You'd expect them to play the full game. I'll need to see all the teams of A3, especially A3 teams first, probably make a call on it. And I'd suggest everybody's the same. I mean, do you think Tavernier's likely to be rested for this last game? Because he's like a machine, he doesn't really miss much football.
I know, I guess the only thing would be they don't want to get him injured. That would be the only thing there. Him and Goldson, probably the two main assets at the back. I thought he would have got limited game time in midweek, but away at Hearts, it doesn't make sense to play him if he's fit and just keep him protected. But at the same time, he could easily start. I was just checking the app. The game's 12:15 on Saturday.
Quarter past 12, yep. So
it'll be 11 o'clock, yep, for your team news. So set your alarms. Yeah, I think it could go either way. I got it wrong this game week, so I'm not going to stick my neck in the line with the Rangers lineup, but I'd be resting him. Massive game next week.
I think with the game being midweek, we're more a turnaround. I think they'll all be rest. I see like this game last week was like a full week before it, so you could get away with it. You could, and it was the last home game, you could get away with it. I think now with this game coming up, I think you will see wholesale changes in the team. Hearts maybe not so much because they've got a full week off. But you having your rating in the big game on Wednesday night, so I can see pretty much not maybe 11 changes, maybe 9 or 10 changes.
Yeah,
I think so. I think
Alexa Wright, Diallo, Sakala, they might still get well. If Roof's fitness is there that he'll start on Wednesday, then Sakala will keep himself ticking over. Wright and Diallo, as I say, they'll probably get a game regardless.
Okay, that is us finished. Donny, any else to add?
No, just obviously been a really good season this season. Hopefully can finish on a high. Personally, I hope my team wins the UEFA Cup next week, but we'll have a pod before then, I hope, so we can do a group hug on that later.
Well, a podcast after the game week, don't worry, we'll still be here. I might phone in sick.
Just good luck to those that are round about me. I think top spot in the Mega League's pretty much secure for Barracuda. So it's just final positions to be settled for, but no, it's been a really good season, and as I say, try and go out on a high, everyone.
Yep, half hour fantasy podcast got final next week, Barracuda versus O'Byrne. That will be Barracuda going for a double on O'Byrne to cause the upset. And again, Donny, where can we find you on Twitter?
Just DonnyRob77 on Twitter.
Right, Tom is at FFS Scout and I'm at Fantasy Half. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again after the game week, probably before the big cup final for Donny, so we'll wait and see. Thanks for listening, guys. Right, say goodbye, Donny.
Bye.
It's bye to me. Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.